Introducing Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to this week's Teddy Tea Pod. I have missed you guys, and apparently you've missed me so much that I'm back. But guess what? I am back and better than ever because now we are two teas in a pod, and joining me for our very first episode together, Tamara Judge. Hello.
Hi. Oh my God. I am so nervous and excited all at the same time.
Well, first off, we have to do a cheers. Do you have your champagne?
Of course I do. Is cheers. That champagne or is that water?
It's champagne. It's just in the wrong cup, of course.
Oh, my God. Don't tell Dorit.
I know. Cheers.
Cheers.
Eye contact. What is it? 7 years bad sex?
Bad sex, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We can't have that.
Don't want that. Yeah.
Well, you guys, I'm so happy that essentially what happened is iHeart was like, listen, we want you to come back. And they were like, would you do it? And I said, but I want to do it with a co-host. And they said, who do you want to do it with? And you were my first name.
Aw, that warms my heart. It really does. Because I adore you.
And I think who better to like rehash Housewives than, you know.
Right. Well, obviously. Two girls that are no longer on there. We lived it. Might be a little bitter, but just kidding. So, Teddy, I am a rule follower. So I can't say shit or fuck, right?
You cannot say
shit or fuck.
No, you can't.
Okay.
We're good to go. We're going to try not to get canceled. We can't make any promises.
Yeah, just finish one lawsuit. So, okay.
One lawsuit at a time, which we'll have to get into that at some point. But I have to ask you, so when I originally saw your house, this was your son's room. So what's going on?
Okay, so my son moved out. We moved him into an apartment last Saturday. And this whole podcast thing happened so fast. I feel like within 2 weeks, you contacted me, then iHeart contacted me, and then all of a sudden, my son's moving out. I'm like, yes, I'm going to use your room as a podcast room. I had an office in our house, but it was a little bit small, and I thought this is a perfect opportunity. So,
it looks really good. I mean, it doesn't look as good as Heather Dubrow's.
Well, it's no Chateau Dubrow. But then I watched that and I thought, do I need a sign on the door? Do I need people to say in production or whatever it said on her door?
I mean, when we're the only ones home.
Right. I'm literally the only one home right now. And then I thought, do I need my initials everywhere? But TJ, that's not a great, those aren't great initials.
You could just do a huge photo of yourself behind your head right there, just maybe naked.
Oh.
Or maybe you're in Eddie's bathtub scene.
Oh, yes. That was a hit. Not. God.
Please.
No. I mean, it is what it is. I put some nice wallpaper up there, okay?
No, it looks great. It's, you know what? The fact that you and I figured out how to plug our mics in and talk through it is like, thank you, Easton, who runs all of that, because right? There's no way I can do that on my own.
No, neither would I. I mean, he made it very simple for me anyways.
So each week we're going to be recapping whatever Housewife is currently airing. So lucky for Tamara, we're going to start.
Oh my gosh.
I know, with Orange County. But before we even do this, I have to ask you one question. We both can answer it. You cannot pick from the franchise you are on. Who is your favorite housewife of all time?
Oh, geez, that is a tough one, honestly.
And it can be to watch, or it could be somebody you'd be friends with. It could be either. I'm going to say mine is Giselle from Potomac, because she lets her daughters drag her all the time. She can take a hit. She's good at shit stirring. Like, she's just, she looks beautiful. She really can let it go either way. And like, when I watch the shows that I'm not on, I generally watch as somebody who's curious and likes to see different lifestyles and see different behaviors. And she is so funny to me, and I love that she can always laugh off the shade.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one. I'm not prepared for that. I love Kyle. I really do love Kyle, just because she just seems so normal.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Fun and sweet and looks. She just seems like she'd be like the best friend ever. Like, she really has your back. She's sweet. She's kind. She's in a great relationship. I mean, other than you.
Well, I know we can't pick each other.
Wait,
that
fired.
Would really be
awesome.
I can't
fired.
Pick Kyle. We can't pick each other.
Yeah. I'll tell you who it's not.
Well, I was going to say, is that when you said she's such a good friend, she's a best friend, that made me think about how even after I got let go from Housewives, Kyle is still my best friend.
Yeah.
What is going on with you and Shannon? I've seen stuff like here and there. I'm like, save it for the pod, Tam.
I know. Well, because the show is airing, she's doing press. And of course, they're asking her about me. So it's resurfacing. And I'm a lot like Brandy Glanville in the fact that if somebody says something about me, I'm going to go right back at you and I'm going to hit you harder.
Right.
So she made a comment on one of the interviews she's done recently and said that she was glad that I wasn't back and that I've been going around town, like talking about her for 2 years. I'm like, don't flatter yourself, bitch, because I don't care that much. I literally, after I was let go or demoted or whatever you want to call it, she stopped taking my calls. And that's all I've ever really said. She just, I mean, this is a girl that called me 100 times a day, woke me up in the middle of the night. I was constantly like talking her off a cliff. She was a lot of work. She was a full-time job. So I never really needed her. She always needed me. So when I left the show, I needed her. Like I needed a friend. Like I needed somebody to talk to. You know, my ex-husband was going through cancer. I got let go from the show. It was 12 years of my life. So I wanted to talk to her and she would send me to voicemail every single time.
Have you ever spoken to, like, have you had that conversation directly to her face? Like, why did you do this?
Well, I did have a conversation via text and I said, and I'm literally thanking her for taking my call after declining it so many times.
Like, I
look back and I'm like, how desperate was I? I'm like, thank you so much for taking my call. I was starting to think that not only have I lost my job and I thought I lost my best friend. And she's like, no, we're good.
That's it?
Yeah, it was very, very minor. And then so, you know, we're going through this lawsuit at the same time. And I said, you know, congratulations, good luck. I hope that, you know, you win or whatever. And no comment back, nothing. She literally did that to me. She did it to Vicky. She did it to Heather Dubrow, too. She does it to everybody that leaves.
So she's a user.
100%.
Because I can say people can say whatever they want about the Fox Force 5 and how whatever haters want to say about us, those women gathered around me and like were so there for me in every step of the way when that happened. Like, we love you. This doesn't change anything. We're still on the group chat. Like, nothing has changed other than I'm not on the show and I don't have to fight with them anymore. But like, and that really shows their character.
Right. And that showed her character. Well, I knew this entire time that I've had a friendship with her. It was a one-sided friendship. She never really asked me about my life. Eddie was in the hospital. The producers asked her to go to the hospital and meet me. She's like, no, it was at Hoag. It was in Newport. She lived down the street. Like, she's not into anybody's life but her own.
Do you think it's because she's, you know, always felt like when you were on the show, she had to compete with you and there was that like level of her wanting to be the top dog and maybe she feels like that's going to happen this year?
Her goal was to be the top dog. Like, her goal was to be on the show longer than Heather Dubrow. And I'm like, that really smacked you in the ass because now Heather's back and she's center orange. It is literally the Heather Dubrow show.
And on that, I mean, I guess we can kind of get into the show. Do you think that the show is now putting too much pressure on it, Heather, you know, saving it at this point?
Yeah. I mean, on the flip side, I'm sure Heather's loving it because they are really centering the show around her. I had heard that they wanted to change it up. They wanted to class it up. And of course, bringing Heather back would be the natural way to class it up because she does have a fancy lifestyle. But it was really odd watching it because I really thought, you know, in the past, if an old housewife comes back, they have one of the existing cast members bring her in. It was, you watched, it was not like that. It was Heather started out with Heather brought the girls in. Like, it was very different.
And we'll come back and talk about this a little more, but when you're on the show and you see certain things, it like makes me laugh when like they're sitting at dinner and they're like, oh, you know about like my friend Shannon or my friend, you know, and they're trying to make it sound organic. And
it really ruins it for us because we've lived it and we know how it works. And so we can see the behind the scenes thing. And so I'm asking my friends, I'm like, was the premiere good? Was it bad? Because I can't judge because I know too much of the backstory. And it's like Gina going, oh, Heather, are you from Orange County? No, she's from New York. And you know that.
Well, we are going to have to judge as soon as we come back from this break. I know you guys are already hooked. Okay, so now that we're back, we've taken a couple sips of the champs, as Heather Dubrow would say, the champs. I did see that she had a little button that had champagne come out. I could use that. I feel like maybe I could use that in my life. Just right? press a button and champagne would come out. Because I got embarrassed today at my house that, like, my husband was going to hear me popping champagne at noon for this podcast. I was like, I need a button that hides this.
Right. I had nobody home when I popped my champagne, so it felt really good. But I would be going in the garage, putting it in a solo cup.
You just really have to keep it under wraps. Okay. First thing, before we kind of get into the episode, I want to do, like, first impressions.
Okay.
So of the new women.
Okay.
So my first impression of Dr. Jen, I feel like I liked her.
I just heard there's just some stuff about her that people don't like. And she is, it's a rumor, so I don't want to spread them. But so I went into it thinking, like, I'm not going to like her. And I met her while they were filming. My girlfriend lives right next door to her and her house is under construction. So she's been calling me going, oh my God, like, Jen's going over there and trying to stop the construction on my house because she's filming. And I'm like, well, just talk to her, you know, it's going to be okay. So one day we went out to dinner and I go, let's go by your house, because they're not living in it right now. It's being remodeled. And Jen was outside. And so she's like, oh my God, there she is. So I walk out and she comes walking to me thinking I'm her makeup artist. And she goes, oh my God, it's you. It's you. Oh my God. Like, she, like, had this little freak out. And I'm like, hey, yeah, nice to meet you. Congratulations on the show. She was like, I'm sorry, I thought you were my makeup artist. I go, I can do your makeup. Not sure it's going to look good, but I can do it. And then she just got all, like, frazzled and turned around and walked away. So that was my only interaction with her, but I like her on the show so far.
Yeah, so I went in knowing nothing, and I didn't watch last season. I last night I started watching the reunion from last season because I was like, I need to, like, get myself caught back up. But I went in liking her.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I thought she was funny. I liked her confessionals. Noella, on the other hand, and also I'm going to preface this by anybody listening, I am not that person that's going to go and randomly comment on somebody I don't know's page and tell them what I think. But, like, I'm allowed to, as a viewer, I can even say a fan, because I'm watching a show as a fan.
Yeah.
My thoughts. I'm not out to, you know, hurt anybody. Noella, to me, bugs.
Yeah. And I've read a lot of comments and they're saying the same thing. Now, I met Noella. It was actually December of last year. Bronwyn invited me to a dinner at Mastro's. We sat down at the table. She proceeded. There was, like, probably 20 people at this table. No, maybe 10. She pulls out her phone and shows me a picture of her husband's dick.
What?
Noella,
yes. Dinger?
Oh, yeah. And then if that wasn't, like, oh my God. And instantly I thought, like, they don't have a good relationship, because there's no way in hell that I'm showing anybody my husband's wiener.
I thought they probably don't have a good relationship because they live with her mom.
Right.
Live with my husband's mom, maybe.
Could you imagine living with your mom and having a sex dungeon?
No.
Well, if that wasn't bad enough, she proceeds to show us video. Now she's passing the phone around the table of her husband doing her from behind.
What?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. So is she drunk at this point, or is she just, this is her everyday, just sex free?
I think she's just really sex free.
Well, I had that idea. I mean, here's the thing. I felt like she was trying to get on the show because Bronwyn was posting all of these photos with her last year, and they were always on the jet and showing the Birkins and the lifestyle. And I was like, all right, something's in the works here.
Right. Well, she originally started contacting Vicky. And then Vicky was hanging out with them, and Vicky was on the private jet, and Vicky was trying to get her on the show. And there was rumor a couple of years ago that Noella was coming on, and then she didn't make it. And then when Vicky got demoted, she moved on to Bronwyn.
Well, she's clever.
Well, you know.
Yeah, she's
a hustler. She is a hustler.
And we'll talk more about her as we get to her scenes.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Okay, so you know Alex, because we both worked with Alex at production.
Yeah.
So I went out with Noella, and Alex says, tell me what you think about her. And I go, oh my God, she's either going to be really good TV or really bad TV. But she would be great with Heather Dubrow, because she told me, like, we were at the table and I'm like, let's order a bottle of champagne, or a glass of champagne. She's like, no, bottles for everybody.
Oh, she's one of those.
She insisted on paying for the entire bill. And so I'm like, let's order a bottle of Veuve. And she's like, that's piss water.
Meanwhile, I'm like, Tam, you want to share a glass? We'll share.
Yeah. Yeah. Moet.
I'm like, let's go halfers on our dinner. No, I'm not that frugal, but like, I'm not buying bottles for everybody.
No, she ended up paying for, Master's extremely expensive. She paid for everybody's dinner that night. And then towards the end of the night, Sweet James came walking in to say hi. Yeah.
He's an attorney. I hope he has a prenup.
Well, they met on an app.
Well, I mean, a lot of people meet on apps, but yeah. I could never meet on an app because I need to I would have never picked my husband from an app.
You wouldn't?
No, because he's like, what I love about him is like, well, one, he's handsome, but I would have seen his like picture of him like posing all douchey. And I would have been like, what a douche lord.
What a douche.
Absolutely no way. But like, apparently him at a club, me drinking, I was like, that's the one.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
Like those, whatever. Is it pheromones? I don't know. But yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. And then Nicole. They don't show her much this episode.
Well, she's not a long hauler. Like, she's only on for a little while. So I don't know exactly the real detail. I only know rumors about what's happening. So I know that it's been confirmed that she's only on for maybe not even half the season. And then she leaves. I don't know why she leaves, but it came down to a mutual decision. She did not want to be on the show anymore. I don't know if it has anything to do with this lawsuit that's going to come up. That came up, but we're going to hear more about it next episode. I don't know.
You mean the lawsuit that involves Shan VP?
Yeah. Oh my God. How shady was that?
Okay. So I feel like we need to back up. All right. Well, we got to really get into this once we even get there. But to Nicole, she wasn't even in the cast photo. So I feel like they must have moved her down to her friend, even though she was originally supposed to be a
husband. I don't even think she's a friend. Oh. I think she's just in for a few. She was hired, from what I heard, to be a housewife. And then she quit.
I feel like we have to start with like the biggest drama that there was of this episode. And then we can backtrack because probably anybody listening has watched.
Right.
So to me, there is this thing that in the world of housewives where you talk off camera and then the person that wants it shared. So in this case, Shannon tells Gina and Emily, her minions in this case, and then wants them to do the work and then wants to go, no, stop, no, so she can keep her hands clean. This is very common.
Well, this is very Lisa Vanderpump, I think.
Yeah, that's why I said Shan VP. Shan VP.
Yeah, this is very
And believe me, I fell for it. I did it because here's the bottom line. You know going in, yes, you are, it is real. I wouldn't say it's staged, but you know you're making a television show.
Right.
And you know that your reactions need to be bigger. You know you have to bring it if you're going to stay on the show. You know sometimes you have to stir the shit. All of these things.
Yes.
That being said, what bothers me the most is when there's the Shannon or the LVP that pretend like they're not in the mix of doing it.
Right. And then when it falls down on them, they go, I didn't have anything to do with it. Shannon did an interview with Bryce. And I mean, I think we should play the clip. But literally, she says, he asked her about, things went sideways. You thought you were going to get along with Heather. It went sideways. And she's like, you could tell she was like scrambling for her words. She's like, it wasn't the intent. You can't script this. I'm like, yeah. She's very good because she went to law school of kind of talking around conversations. I'm like, it was the intent. It was your intent, Shannon. You actually called Emily and asked her, can you dig up dirt? You're an attorney. Find out more about this lawsuit. So how can she say it's not her intent?
But also, I would have a lot more like watching it if she would have just owned it and been like, yeah, it's shady and I wanted it out there. Like whatever it is, if she would have owned that she was kind of wanting to stir
it. Right, right. I think if she was a good housewife, she would have went straight to Heather and said, hey, this is what I know.
Yeah.
And also on camera, not off camera, on camera. And she didn't do that. And Shannon will never do that. Shannon has repeatedly done this. It's like way back in at the 70s party where she told
me. I thought you were saying way back in the 70s.
Way back in the 70s, yeah. I mean, she's like 90 now. But anyways, like at the 70s party, she literally told me, hey, I have two girls that are coming to this party. They have dirt on Kelly. I'm going to talk to them and bring it up. And I'm like, I don't think you should do that. That always backfires in your face. And then when she gets caught setting them up, I go, well, I told you. And she goes, I didn't set them up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like she will blatantly lie to your face.
And to me, that's not even fun to watch because then also you see Gina having to try to, which I've been in this situation, have to justify why she's bringing it up because Gina is doing her job.
Right. Gina was a star, I think.
I just think she handled it excellently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she was like, listen, you got to bring it up. Heather deserves to know this. And regardless, but the part that I'm confused about, aside from Shannon setting this up, was didn't Heather know prior to the show that this was going on?
Well, no, she didn't. And I haven't had a conversation with Heather about this, but what I do know, they have a friendship, not one like where they hang out all the time, but I think it's more like they see each other at school pickup, drop off, things like that. I don't think it was because I've never even seen a picture of the two of them together.
Right. So they're acquaintances.
Acquaintances. So she didn't know her that well. But you would think Nicole, knowing that she's going on to a show where she sued Terry, she's got to know what's going to come up.
Well, that's probably why she was cast.
You think?
I mean, they're not dummies. They ask you everything.
Yeah.
So unless she was hiding that. But then my question is, did she quit? Did she quit or does Heather have the pull to get her booted?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't either, but that's the rumor. That's the rumor on Reddit.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I mean, That would be a tough situation. In next episode, I mean, it really, like, I'm hooked. I thought that the premiere was pretty good. I always feel like the very first episode is a little bit boring. Like, you're trying to get to know where everybody is. But it was definitely the Heather Dubrow show, for sure.
For sure.
And I love that they had Heather on Watch What Happens Live first, because I just know how much it chapped Shannon's ass.
Of course.
Oh, my God. She's got to be dying.
I mean, even you could see when she was doing the house tour, which, by the way, you have to kind of give somebody a little bit of a pass when you see them doing the house tours, because they force you to show your house like that. But it makes you look even douchey when you're like, and then this, and then this, and then this.
Yeah.
But I mean, she even has towel warmers. I was like, I need to step up my game.
Right. Right.
Like it. But you could see when she was showing her house to Shannon, like Gina looked like genuinely excited, like, wow, what an incredible house.
Right.
And Shannon had this like stink face the whole time.
But doesn't Shannon always have a stink face? Like, she's always.
How did you not notice that when you guys were the Tres Amigas?
Okay. So when I was friends with Shannon, she was a lot of work. And I also knew that she set people up. Like, she did these things. Like, she's smart. So she would get information about people. And I'm like, I don't want to be on the other side of her.
Yeah.
I think I was a little bit afraid of her because I know what she can do. And like, she set me up quite a few times. Like, she will say, in scene, can you say David did this or whatever? And I did that a couple times. And then as soon as I said it, she'd go, oh my God, why would you say that? And I'm like,
happened to me. That the same thing used to happen to me with Denise. And that's why Denise and I got to that place, because I can't stand it. Like, I'm doing you a favor here. You asked me to bring this up, so you didn't have to bring it up yourself.
Yeah.
Because if somebody doesn't ask you, it doesn't come up.
I think my biggest mistake was protecting Shannon, comforting Shannon, trying to be friends with Shannon. Like, I should have just called her out. And I think that she stayed close to me because she knew I knew a lot. And then I would call her out. And then I was kind of like, this girl cannot be trusted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I knew that. The last season I was on, she used one of my makeup artists. And I was out of town and I told Eddie, like, I was super stressed out. And he's like, we're going to go out of town without cameras. I said, it's never a good idea, because whenever that happens,
Something goes down.
And all of a sudden there's a party and dinner party and I'm the talk of the table and I'm getting just killed. And Shannon's getting her makeup done the next day, and she was gloating about it in front of a very good friend of mine, makeup artist. And he literally called me and said, she's like, yeah, Tamara's going down. And this is when we were friends.
Yeah.
So like, I'm like, shit, like, she's not a good friend.
So. Well, it's like blessing then that you're not talking to her, because I think if you were and she was, you know, purposely trying to make you feel bad, it would be harder.
Yeah.
No longer being on the show.
Yeah. I was asked to come back for a couple scenes this season, and I almost did it just because of my love of Heather, and I wanted to support her at one of her parties. And I decided last minute, Eddie actually talked. He's like, don't do that. He's like, listen, you're full salary for something like this, because you know you're going to get into it with Shannon, and just don't do it. So I
got it. I mean, I can tell you from firsthand experience, it doesn't feel good when you go back in that capacity.
Yeah.
It like it's a different feeling. It makes you feel yucky afterwards, and you're just like, ugh. I mean, it made you feel yucky afterwards before, but at least then it's like, you're a full-time housewife. It's different.
Well, and when you go back. It took me like a good year to even feel good about not being on the show anymore. Like, it was literally a year of like, you know, I was sad. It was 12 years of my life. I'm like, what am I doing? What happened? What did I do wrong? Like, I didn't understand it.
Yeah. Cause it's abrupt. Like, you don't realize that it's happening. You have your meeting that you think you're coming back, and then all of a sudden I found out on Daily Mail. I don't know how you found out.
Oh my gosh. That's tough. That's brutal.
But I guess we have to get back into the episode. The part of the episode that I really fell in love with Gina. One, I'm happy that Gina's hair has like, this is her star season for the hair.
She has my glam team.
Her hair has made a comeback.
Yes.
It looks good. I'm like,
because of my girls. Yes, she took my glam team.
She looks good. But I loved that she seemed so authentic when she was talking about what was happening with Matt.
Yeah.
And you see her breakdown, and she really shares the struggles of like the amount of time that passed and all of these things that happened. And like, even with her new relationship and how he's taught her how to always put the kids first. And I just, that moment of the show is the part where I was the most like engaged, because I was like, this is actually something that's really happening and really more important than the other BS.
I think Gina is in for the long run. I think she's a great housewife. I'm glad. The only thing that I was concerned about was her look for the first few seasons. Yeah. It was a little rough. And I feel like she's cleaned that up. She's in a better place. She's happy.
She can drive again.
She can drive again. Not very well, but she can drive. She's got a good guy. And, you know, and as she stays on the show, she'll start making more money. So,
yeah,
and that's another thing. Class it up a little.
Yeah. People will always say, you know, housewives have changed throughout the years. And it's so funny to me. I'm like, you don't realize your paychecks get bigger each time.
Yeah.
Not to mention, not only do your paychecks get bigger, your endorsements get bigger. Yes. Your podcast offers get bigger. Everything gets bigger. So, yes, you may change because you're going to have more money. And when you have more money and you can spend on yourself, you're going to.
Absolutely. And good for her. I think she looks great. I think that she's very open. She's funny. She's smart. I think she has all the great qualities of being a great housewife. And Heather, like I told Heather, we talked before she joined the cast, and I said, Gina's cool. She's a cool chick. And that's all I can say about the whole cast.
Yeah. I've met her before. I liked her.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next person. In that same conversation during their Pilates, Emily shares that Shane finally passes the bar exam because they lowered the score of what the bar needs to be. So he's ultimately passed.
Well, I'm sure that's really going to help him to get, you know, a job.
I'm sure all the law firms are loving hearing that.
Right? I mean, good for her for sharing that. But yeah. I mean, if you have to keep taking the test over and over again and then passing because they lowered the standards. Okay.
I mean, I could barely pass 12th grade, but that being said, right?
I couldn't pass the bar. There's no way I could.
I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just slanging podcasts, so I don't really know what to say about that. But
I don't know. Emily tends to bore me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she's trying to step it up this year and she's trying to be funny and smacking Shannon on the butt and all that stuff. But I don't see the value in her.
I liked that she was open about her plastic surgery. She didn't act like it just naturally happened. That part I appreciated. I feel like I don't know her.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like she doesn't open up. You don't know that much about her. She doesn't really engage too much. In the past, she hasn't, but she's really good at her interviews.
Yeah, her interviews are good.
She'll slice a bitch in her interviews, but when it comes to one-on-one, she's like,
yeah, you know, it's too hard for me to tell. And especially watching this, this last episode, it just felt like two different worlds when you would see like Heather and Nicole and Noella. Is that Noella or Noelle?
Noella. Yeah.
And then
the other three. It was like Chanel versus TJ Maxx.
But it was like the editing was genius there. I was like,
oh, it was great.
It looked really good. So we can graze over Shannon go shopping with her daughters. I'm kind of used. We know that shtick.
Oh, God, it's so boring.
But I did think I was like, if you're upset about your kids leaving, don't blame it on the Zika virus and not being able to get pregnant by living in Texas. I don't want you away from me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree. Ugh. But that's Shannon. Like, I don't know if she says these things because she thinks they're going to be like, oh, the viewers are going to think that's great. Or if she truly believes it.
I mean, how would she even know that? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I mean, I know Zika is a thing, but I didn't know that it was like rampant in Texas.
No.
Texas suburbs.
She can only live in certain areas of Texas.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So then we get to Jen. They go to get their Botox, who knows what. They're doing their Kegels. They're doing all the things. But then we flash to Jen's husband. And I was like, where's his shirt?
Oh, so my girlfriend who lives next door, she knows him very well. And she's like, oh, he never wears a shirt. And she's like, and his name, like he changed his name or something. Like it's Ryan. Like it's not, it, I think it's Ryan or Ryan. It was Ryan. And it, I don't know.
Now it's Ren.
It's something weird. It's like R-Y-N or I don't know. So she's like, he never wears a shirt and he always has the dog in his hand.
The little dog. That's a no for me.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's a big fat no. But the chemistry between the two of them was not good. Like, she's like, I'm home early. He's like, yeah, okay. And then she goes to hug him and he's like a dead body. And I'm like, oh, camera doesn't lie.
The camera doesn't lie. But I think also what's happening is you can tell she, and I am this way too, so I can see it. She's type A and a little controlling. So you can tell that she's wanting to give the illusion that everything is just so.
Right.
And so she probably can't control whatever it is that he's doing. And that is, it's making her a little, that hug was going to be a little frosty.
Yeah. I heard that he really didn't want to do the show. So it could be that he's not comfortable on camera.
Yeah.
And then that also shows too, like, you know, some like.
But if you're not comfortable on camera, do you not wear a shirt?
I guess he never wears a shirt. She's not lying. Like my girlfriend's like, oh my God, he's outside all the time. He never has a shirt on.
I mean, my husband doesn't wear a shirt that often. Like, I mean, he does when he goes to work and stuff, but if he's just hanging around, but if I have people here.
He won't wear a shirt. He'd
have a shirt on. Not to mention, I think one time Edwin tried to film without a shirt on and they made him put one on because of the mic. Like how do you even get away with this? What is this, Bachelor in Paradise?
I know. Eddie, same thing, but it's just. He looks good. He's a good looking guy. So,
all right.
Good for him.
So we've got that. Then they go to Nobu. Shannon admits that she was drunk the night before at Javier's.
And things are fuzzy,
which I've noticed is kind of her go to.
Yes. But she remembered she didn't pay the bill.
She remembered she didn't pay the bill, but then she also couldn't really remember, was it Dr. Jen, because she was fuzzy at Bronwyn's, but then she couldn't remember this. But was the night before was also the night she told Emily and Gina everything, but could she remember doing that? Or is she going to say that's fuzzy too?
She'll say that's fuzzy too.
Yeah.
She uses that whenever it's convenient for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But I'm really glad that Gina and Emily spoke out. And that's one, like, I'm not a huge fan of Emily, but I'm a fan of who's good for the show. And I feel like she's a little bit better. So in the first episode, in the past, she's just been such a snooze fest. The fact that she said, Shannon called me or texted me, I can't remember exactly what it was, and said, you need to find out more information about this lawsuit. You're an attorney.
Yeah. I think that Emily's going to be better this season. I think Emily's going to be in a place. I think Emily's somebody, she has to be close with somebody. And when she was having issues with Gina, if you're a housewife and you're out on the ledge by yourself.
That's hard.
It's very hard. And you don't know where to go and you have no connections. And then all of a sudden it's pretty torturous. So I think that now that she has this like tighter relationship again with Gina, I think we're going to see more of Emily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she's feeling confident.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll I mean, all in all, I
we
thought it was.
We shall see.
What else happened? We see Nicole and Noella hang out.
Can we just talk about how Noella walked into Nobu and what she was wearing in the middle of the day?
What about when she fangirled when she saw Heather?
I know.
She's like,
I know.
I couldn't.
I know.
I was like, play it cool.
Bronwyn did that to me the first time we filmed together. I had a party at my house and she showed up and she started like shaking and they had to cut it out. But she's like, I just fangirled over you. But I mean, you got to love the way that Nicole and Noella were dressed when they walk in. But you're probably used to that in Beverly Hills. Like Dorita's always dressed so nice. Like I
would think that everybody was in like my first season, I would come and I'd be like in jeans and like a t-shirt. I was like, oh my gosh, everyone else is in costumes.
Yes.
Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Like, and my first season, I could barely afford, like, I couldn't even afford Revolve my first season.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know what to do here.
I mean, you end up spending more money on clothes than what you make the first few years.
Yeah. The first year is brutal. And then you like, once you can get Revolve, but then what happens is all housewives shop on Revolve and then we all wear the same shit.
Well, you and I have a lot of the same clothes. I'll be like, I have that Revolve,
because it's easy. They ship everything back. And no, this is not an ad for Revolve. This is just like our life, because you
know, literally they ship it to your house and then you, if you don't like it, you ship it back. They give you a label, everything, the next
day.
The
problem is you're going to cross over with at least five other housewives whenever you purchase
stuff
and wear your professional.
100%.
But Noella, when she's with her mom and she says, I'm a full-time mom, but also I have full-time help. And she like says it with this pride. I'm like, she's going to be a hard one for me to swallow.
She's going to be a hard one, I think, for everybody to swallow. And like I said in the very beginning, she could be a really good housewife or she's going to be a really bad housewife. People are going to hate her.
Yeah. I hope we see the other side. I hope we see the fun, less trying to impress everybody side. Because
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to discuss some of the other housewife things that have been coming up. All right. We're back. And we got to talk a little bit Real Housewives Girl Strip. I have to first off say I'm loving it. I think that I'm love. Well, I think I'm loving. You guys are all, you guys know I love Kyle, but I'm loving seeing the Kyle that I know and love, because you're seeing like the laid back, fun, like always hilarious. Like that is Kyle. Yeah. And sometimes on Beverly Hills, they cut around that and you don't see that, but that's who she is. And it's so good.
It's so refreshing. The show is so refreshing. The fact that they can break the fourth wall, they can talk about their experience on their franchise. I feel like that's what people want to hear. I've been saying for like the past 10 years, like, you know, let people see behind the scenes. Let's see, you know, somebody yelling at the producer. Like those are the things that people want to see. And the Housewives being on for so long, I feel like the ultimate girls trip is refreshing.
Yeah. And the big difference here is on Real Housewives filming versus Real Housewives girls trip, Real Housewives regular filming is cameramen holding the cameras all of the time. Real Housewives girls trip, there's cameras in the house.
Yes.
Like, this is like real world road rules home style. Like it's 24/7. So that's why you get those extra pieces that you don't get on Housewives, because on Housewives, they have to take breaks. And most of the time during the break is when shit really hits the fan. And that's why sometimes you'll see, like, you can tell it's been videoed from, like, somebody's iPhone.
Yes. So I lived it because I filmed season 2 of the, I don't even know what they're going to call it. I don't know if they're calling it the same
All
thing
stars or
what,
or
All Stars, whatever. And literally, it's 18 hours a day of filming, cameras throughout the house. But not only cameras, they literally, like, rotate with you. Like if you're walking, they follow you. And we were told, do not touch those cameras. Do not put a towel over it, a jacket over it. They're extremely expensive. Don't touch them. So they were really, and you forget that they're there. Like, for instance, me and Vicky went in at 3 o'clock in the morning eating pizza that the crew gave us, and we're talking shit about who knows what. And then the next day it gets brought up. We're like, what are you talking about?
You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Karen.
Especially if you're used to the other thing. Like, why would you think that? And how many, you were there 8 days or how many? I think Kyle was there like 10 days or something.
Eight or nine days we were there. Yeah.
So, okay, if you had to pick somebody from Real Housewives Girls Trip, you can't pick Kyle again. Neither of us can pick Kyle.
Okay. Okay.
Like that your favorite person from watching it, who would it be? This doesn't have to be who would be your,
like,
best friend.
Favorite or who I think would make a good cast.
That's, I know it's, we could do two different. Like who I'd most think I'd be friends with would be Melissa Gorga.
Yes.
Who I think makes the best television.
Could be something different.
Yeah, somebody different. So who do you think makes the best television?
Okay, so I think Bethany would be really good.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't hold back.
Right.
I think that, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Kelly Dodd.
Because
you don't know what's going to come out of her mouth. And this is a perfect situation for that. Like, they don't have dirt on anybody. They don't, like, you have to live it with somebody. And I was really worried about that going on. I'm like, I don't know these people. How am I going to film and be entertaining? And, like, it was tough. I think from your cast, like Lisa Rinna would be good. Teresa, obviously, would be great.
I mean, there's so many good ones. From this show right here, who do you think who's your favorite to watch?
On this one right now? Well, yeah. I like Kenya because she's so shady. She's so good. I mean, I love Kyle. I really do. Ramona, oh my God.
I have a question. Do you think that the rumors are true? Like, is Ramona the reason why they didn't have the reunion? And is Ramona getting fired?
I don't know. I mean, I know as much as whatever's out there. I don't have any inside information, but it's really telling that they didn't have a reunion. That's never happened.
And I can say I enjoy watching Ramona on television, like, because it's, you know, outside of me knowing her.
Yeah.
But when I met her at Andy's baby shower, one, she kept calling me Gina.
That's so Ramona. That is so,
like,
Ramona.
Never, like, she just kept, she'd be like, Gina. And she even did an Instagram live and she's like, I'm a Gina from OC. And I'm like, it's Teddy. But, like, she wouldn't fix herself. Like, she wouldn't fix, after she'd make the mistake and you correct her, most people, like, be like, oh, sorry, I don't mean. And I didn't mind that she was calling me Gina. I mean, Gina was two seats over. Like, I just was more like, if you make that mistake, normally you're like, oh, sorry, I should learn your actual name.
Yeah, no, I just feel like she has no self-awareness whatsoever. She just says whatever. She doesn't care. I've known Ramona. We came on around the same year. 16 years ago, I met her. And I had dinner with her and Mario. Like, we went way back. But I was in New York just recently after the Girls Trip to do some photo shoots. And she called me and was like, hey, let's meet up. And I'm like, didn't hear that.
You're like, no, I'm good. That.
Yeah, I love her. I don't know. Ramona's just, she's different. I've never met anybody like her.
I think it's really important when you're on these shows. Yes, these are your friends, but that you also have friends outside of the show.
Yes.
That remind you about the things, because you can get really caught up.
Yeah, that was a problem with me because I was so busy with the show that my entire friendship was girls on the show.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where the show really was like 12 months out of the year. Like, you're filming, then you're doing press, then you're doing this, then you're editing, and duh. So when I got off the show, of course, I always had friends I've had for 20 years or whatever, but I never really had a lot of time to hang out with them. And now that's one thing I love not being on the show, is that I have more time to be with the people that really care about me.
Yeah,
you're my, like, real friends.
Wow. It's crazy how this works.
I'm like, wow, that's how friendships are. You get, like, totally screwed up in the head.
You get really screwed up in the head.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe, I don't know how Ramona was before, but it's hard to watch Girls Trip when you see some of the things that she does. And, like, also Kenya's going through so much right now and she's being raw about it and her divorce and, like, all of these things. And, like, it's just like, whew, Ramona is so checked out from even engaging in anybody's conversation.
Well, she's pretty self-absorbed, I think. She's very into herself.
The only other part that kind of bummed me out this episode was when poor Teresa wasn't meaning to shade Luann, but she did. And then Luann got all upset. And I was like, come on. She didn't mean to say you don't have a backbone. She was just trying to say, like, she wants to have your back. Right. And then, like, Luann wouldn't let it go. And I was like, come on. Like, you could see it hurting Teresa's feeling. I have a real soft spot for Teresa. I think she's excellent television, but I also like being around her.
You know what? She is great TV. I think that every year it's something different. She's gone through so much and been so open about everything. Like, I think if I got arrested and went to jail, like, I'd be done.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then I also think, like, the whole thing about using her finger to masturbate, did she learn that in jail?
What? I don't even know this.
Oh, yeah. She was talking about how she, you know, masturbated. She's like, oh, yeah, I use my finger. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then I thought, oh, you're in jail for a year.
Well, you figure it out. Well, makes sense.
I go, I'd probably do that too.
You're like, well, you no womanizer there.
She's just raw in everything she says and does. So
she's just who she is.
Do you think she'll get a wedding special?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope this is a good guy. He seems like a good guy and she seems really into him.
Yeah, she does. They seem like they're really in love. So.
I mean, her and Melissa don't seem that into each other when any of their confessionals.
Oh my gosh. they sound like they hate each other.
It's really bad. You wonder how they were picked to, like, in my mind, I was like, I wonder if they picked them because they made a deal, like they want to come together. But then you see it and you're like, nope, that must not have been it.
Nope, not at all. Not happening.
I am enjoying watching it. What I didn't enjoy watching as much was the Jen Shaw special. And maybe because I'm not caught up on Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And maybe because I'm kind of sick of seeing that one person that does all the Hulu documentaries.
Oh, Dana Wilkie, yes. Is that her name? Oh my God. I'm like, girl, sit down, shut up, go away. There's nothing worse than a one-hit wonder that comes back and is an expert on Housewives.
But also, she's not getting paid to do that.
No, you know,
we are talking. I can understand. We are not on Housewives currently, and we are talking about Housewives. But we get paid.
We get paid. Now, and we're experts on it. She is not. They asked me to do the Erica Jane documentary.
Thank God you didn't do it, or we would not be on this pod together.
No, I would never do it. So when they contacted me, I'm like, so what do you want? They're like, and I know enough. I've been on TV long enough. Well, we want you to go on and talk about how expensive it is to be on TV. I go, I know how you're going to twist this. No, thank you. I'm not a rat. And plus, I don't know her. Like, yeah. I don't know her to talk about her. So I declined. That was a no-brainer. But then when I saw Danielle Stobbs or whatever her name is, and then Dana, I'm like, oh, God. Thank God I didn't get looped into that.
Oh, thank God you did it with God.
But then they brought her back. I'm like, if you want to do a documentary and you want to have some credibility behind it, why would you have
Why not have lawyers on or lawyers people on, that can actually speak to what's going on? I mean, I found it interesting and at least I understand what she's being charged for.
Right.
Because I didn't really understand that prior to what I was reading, like, from blogs and whatnot. But, I mean, obviously she has a ton of money. And obviously you don't make a ton of money if you are an assistant coach at a college.
Right.
You know, that's just average math. That's all I know. But I do know from watching, she's constantly showing all of her expensive stuff. So I think before I can really comment, I need to, like, catch up on Salt Lake City. But it is one of those, I mean, Hulu is throwing out docs like crazy.
They are.
Right now, because they know they're moneymakers and people love scandal.
I didn't find it that interesting, though.
No.
I don't feel like I learned that much out of it. Just a little bit about why she's being charged, but I feel like I could have Googled that. How about her aunt that was on the show? Nanny McPhee, I said when I saw her, I go, is that Nanny McPhee?
Well, the one thing that did just happen, it came out on People. Jen Shaw asked judge to dismiss her fraud case, claims Hulu documentary will poison the jury.
Well,
you don't think the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City getting you arrested and then showing all of it? You don't think that? Okay.
Well, going back on the show after, you know, knowing what's going on in her life, like, that's pretty scary too. Like, her attorneys must be dying.
I mean, they've got to be dying. I mean, and then the assistant is turned on her and now.
Yeah, plead guilty, right?
Yeah, you pled guilty. Like, things are not.
Not good.
Things are not good all around. Here's the thing. Regardless of what happens, if there's a Hulu doc coming out about you, it's not probably a good thing.
I'm like, oh God, I don't want one of those.
We're thirsty enough for about anything but that.
Not that. Yeah.
I'm good on the Hulu doc. No, all right. No. Now we have to take a little break and then we're going to come back and do a little Real Housewives headlines. And then, I mean, we're running out of time.
Oh, no.
So we're back and we're going to read through. I'm going to pretend I'm a real correspondent here.
Okay.
Read through the Real Housewives headlines. Shannon Bedore and Heather Dubrow reveal how RHOC cast reacted to Meghan King's surprise wedding.
Oh, well, I guess they talk about it on the show. I think we were all surprised. I was at the gym working out and I look at my phone and it's like, Meghan got married and she's getting married. So I text her immediately. I'm like, are you getting married right now? Like, I don't know if this is true or not. Like, her and I talk. She never told me about this. And not to the next day. She's like, we're married. I go, yeah, I know you're married. I see the wedding pictures.
Well, I was like waiting for the pregnancy announcement, but it hasn't come yet. So maybe we're still 2 months out because like she's, you got to wait the 4 months.
No, she's not pregnant. She's not pregnant.
She's not?
No. And I talked to her the other day and I'm like, how's it going? She's like, yeah, you know, we're making it work. Like, because he lives in L.A.,
lives in LA. How did they even meet? He's Biden's nephew.
Biden's nephew. He's an entertainment attorney in LA and he's now in St. Louis, but I'm sure he's, you know, traveling back and forth. And I think that she ultimately wants to move to LA, but she also has to get, you know, her ex-husband's permission for that.
He seems like a real dreamboat.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
What a love bug that guy is.
Yes, he
love
is.
Love him. Well, I hope for her it does work out, but I'm just confused why the rush.
I don't know. It scares me a little bit, but if she's happy, I'm happy.
All right. The next one is, which I'm so excited about, Kyle Richards' daughter, Farrah, is engaged. It's so exciting. He is such an amazing guy. They're such a great couple. She's such a beautiful person. So we are so excited about that. But that was revealed this week, even though I've known for a while.
Now, is this her first daughter to get married?
Yes, this will be her first daughter to get married.
Oh, how exciting.
And you know, she, like, did you see Porsche's bar mitzvah? Like, there's no way this is going to be a small wedding.
Oh, this is
going to
be,
this is going to be a real situation.
And all of her girls are so beautiful.
Oh, they're the most beautiful. And, like, so sweet. Like, they're the best family. They really are. Like, when
they
see them all together, it's like goals.
Although I still don't understand why Mauricio was at the girls' trip.
Well, because the agency. Come on.
Like, I told you, Eddie would
the
rather
agency
eat worms.
Was the rental. Even when we were at dinner the last time in Orange County, when we were talking like about Housewives, he's like, guys, I'm going to end dinner if we keep it up. I was like, fine. We'll move on. We're not ready.
Yeah, he's not into it.
In sadder news, which I absolutely loved her so much, Lisa Rinna's mom passed away, which is so heartbreaking. Lois, everybody loves Lois. And the good news is that she passed without being in pain. And, you know, I know that everybody is grieving and her granddaughters and everybody, but that also happened recently. So just sending love.
Yeah, that was sad. How's Lisa doing?
She's doing okay. You know, I think it comes in waves.
Yeah, that's sad. She looks so young and vibrant and she's dancing in these videos. And I'm like, oh, that really made me sad. And I don't know her.
Yeah. I mean, Lois is so incredible. I mean, she filmed with us a bunch and she's just so funny. And like, you can see where Lisa Rinna got her like spunk.
Yes.
You know,
definitely.
It's from her. Candy Burris and Todd Tucker welcome a new member to their family. But it's a, hold on. Todd took to Instagram to introduce his family's adorable new puppy. You guys tricked me. I was like, how did I miss that she had a baby?
Again? Yeah, right.
She has a dog. Okay. Great news. Golf claps for that. But like, I can't with this. Portia Williams has a new book, Why She Left the Housewives of Atlanta and Surviving R. Kelly.
I didn't know she was involved with that R. Kelly nonsense.
I did not either.
I did. I read that. I'm like, whoa. Okay, yeah. She wrote a book about her life dealing with that and other things and with her mom too. Like she had to get her mom's approval before she wrote this because it's a lot of sensitive subjects.
And I watched those Surviving R. Kelly, the documentary,
so did
both
I.
of them. It's, I mean.
There's two?
There's the second one came out, the second series. It's disturbing. He's disgusting. Like,
is he in jail?
I think he's in jail now.
Oh.
Ugh, but it's so bad.
That is
but I guess we definitely need to catch up on that. I'm behind on this, but Potomac is one of my favorite housewives to follow. But Nicki Minaj grills the housewives and makes Candace Dillard sing for her. So I guess during the reunion, she had her sing. Candace loves to sing. She's one of the housewives that whenever she's talking, she's always like singing to like, I think to probably show off her voice. But Potomac's one of my favorite, but I'm Ashley.
I've never seen Potomac.
What? Never. You need to get on the horn.
I know. I need to.
Okay. And then our last and final one is Real Housewives of New York star Heather Thompson says storylines are faked and forced. It's like, I'm so sick of this.
Yeah. No.
It's here's the thing. The way you can put it is, yes, everybody has a producer dedicated to them. You become close with these producers. Yes. They become your best friends. So you share stuff with them and then they will say like, well, you should share it with whoever you feel most comfortable with. You either want to talk about the person behind their back or do you want to talk to the person directly? Right. I always chose directly, which kind of bit me in the ass because, you know, it always caused problems for me.
I feel like that's the best way to do it, though.
But that's how I would do it in real life. So that's kind of how it goes. But nothing is forced. Nobody ever made me do anything. But you did have a confidant that you share stuff with. And then you figure out the next steps.
Right. But again, there's nothing worse than a fired, bitter housewife.
A fired, bitter housewife that's going to start knocking the franchise and saying, we thought, I also love this line. We thought housewives was to empower women.
Oh, God, in what universe is that happening?
Are you serious?
That's like Bethany Frankel saying that the new book that came out by Dave Quinn was just another way to bash women. In what universe, like you built your career on bashing women on The Real Housewives of New York. Like, do you think the book's going to be any different?
Like, what do you think's going to happen? And plus, like, have you not been on any of these Instagrams? Have you not seen what happens here?
Right.
And like when you like, sorry, Bethany or Heather, when you're tweeting and doing this, that's exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know what you're getting into. Before I even started Housewives, I've never watched one episode. I still knew what I was getting myself into.
Right. Yeah. I had watched. I knew the show was different when I started. I think I get credited in the book for changing the franchise.
We have to have Dave Quinn on. Maybe we should do an episode with him. We should go because I also haven't fully read the books. I was just selfishly reading the parts where my name
I've only
was.
Read my parts.
I only read my parts.
I'm like, I live this shit. Do I really have to read it?
I'm like, oh, I remember saying that. That bit me in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we're out of time. I hope that you loved our very first episode of Two Teas in a Pod. Please call in, ask us questions, give us your feedback. Only positive, of course.
Yes, we don't want to hear them.
We don't, you know what? We don't need the haters.
Bring it all. I don't care.
Bring it on. We don't care. Tamara will do clapbacks because I just delete and block. So Tamara.
Oh, no, I clap back. Oh, yeah.
That's her. But thanks, you guys. Make sure to write in and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.